It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, you dumb slut, let's do it.
Perfect right way. Off the bat.
Perfect way to start. You dumb, stupid slut. Anyway, welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter.
Would you just get yelled at or something? Yeah,
what? Of course, always. Anyway, your Plan B After Show podcast, as always, brought to you by the amazing Gilson Cycle. God, we love those guys so much.
The amazing.
If you got two wheels and you like to ride two wheels with a motor strap between your legs, Gilson Cycle can work on it for you. Go see them. Obviously, hours are a little different right now. The services are providing a little bit different, but you can call them and get them a rundown on what you got, and they're going to help you out the best they can. 269-876-0082. They're 1492 Pipestone Road, or find them on Facebook, Gilson Cycle. Blah, 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 blah.
Boom.
Anyway, I really didn't have anything major to talk about. I was reading a bunch of just, you know, kind of craziness that's going on right now. Obviously, we do know there is a lot of cuckoo birds out there dealing with the coronavirus and COVID-19. Well, yeah, and what we have happening.
And it was a full moon last night, so cuckoos are going cocoa.
They're going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, which, by the way, Cocoa Puffs suck. I do not like Cocoa Puffs. They always cut up your mouth, and it's just bleh.
Why would you get Cocoa Puffs when Reese's is right next to it?
Oh, the Reese's, what were those called? The Reese's
I don't know.
Bites or something.
Cereal, I guess. Yeah.
But along with the crazies, there's obviously been an uptick in some crazy stories. So I just want to read some, and we'll kind of give our little two cents on these. A mayor in Southern Illinois sent the cops to break up parties over the weekend for violating the stay-at-home orders, and they found his wife at one of them.
Oh, damn. Damn. Hey, you kids, get down. Oh, Betty?
Betty, what the hell are you doing
what
here?
What the hell
are
you doing? Get back home with the kids.
Come on, Betty.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're out there busting them, and then, you know.
How do you feel about cops going around breaking up parties?
I think it's great. It's don't be fucking stupid. We're not supposed to be having. Look, I hang out with my wife. When we saw you and your wife yesterday, we stayed 6 feet apart. And honestly, that's the most I like it. You should not be in big groups, not to mention like parties where everyone's hanging out, probably sharing the same keg, grabbing the same bottles, breathing the same air. Yeah, bust up those parties of those fucking morons. Jesus.
Yeah, it's a little weird. It's a weird teeter-totter gray area there. So I don't like the cops can just like kind of barge in and break up parties. Yeah. I guess it depends on, is it like a college campus or
I
don't think a cop's going to become kicking down your door to make sure you're not, you know.
No. But like if you're having a big party in your backyard or whatever and you got 100 people there, like you're breaking the It's the things put in effect now to keep us safe, and you can't be stupid about it. So yes, break them up and don't be a moron. We'll have plenty of time for this afterwards. Okay, so just everyone, just follow the rules for right now, for God's sakes. All right, here's some other stuff. Here's a report from a dominatrix on a surge in BDSM during the pandemic. So apparently, more people are enjoying bondage and sadomasochism.
Yeah, you like that sort of
stuff? I don't. I'm not into the whips and the bindings and everything
The black leather outfit and the dog chain and barking. You know what? Come on.
Yeah, it just doesn't do it for me. To each their own. But for me, you know, I remember for
is it like a thing for like dominance? It's got to be like a dominant thing. Like dudes.
Well, like I get it.
It's like you got your big ego going, and now you got to be sexually dominant, and you like that kind of stuff.
I mean, I don't know. I guess being on like the side where you're the dominant one, but there's some people that get their rocks off. A lot of people that get their rocks off on being the one whipped and tied up and everything. And
that's true.
It's same thing. Like my buddy's bachelor party, my buddy Oz's bachelor party. We went to a strip club, and of course, I always hated it. Same when I worked at a strip club, when I was a DJ at a strip club. You know, they'd have the birthday boy come up, or the bachelor come up, and then they'd whip him with his belt, and I'm like, and my buddy said, do not put me up on stage. I'm not getting whipped by a belt. Don't even fucking think about it. And I'm like, I'm right there with him. I'm like, no, I don't want to get whipped with a belt. That sounds awful.
Right, thanks for the beating.
Great. Now my ass hurts for the rest of the night. Super, super. Here's kind of a funny stat. People are attempting home improvement projects during lockdown, and now there's been an increase in power tool injuries, which is funny but also bad because we got to leave those rooms open. Look, if you've never used a bandsaw before, if you've never used an impact, if you've never swung a hammer, don't start now.
Right. You know, hey, slow down there, Tim Allen. Yeah. You know, come on. You know what? It's funny you say that, and this is actually what we're talking about right now, because I specifically remember the other day working on something, and I had a power tool in my hand, and I'm thinking, I'm like, you know, I'm going to take a little extra time. I'm going to be a little extra careful because I don't want to go to the hospital. First off, I don't want to be in a hospital with a bunch of sick people.
Yeah.
And second of all, I don't even know if I can go to the hospital right now.
Yeah.
You know, so like pace yourself, guys. Yeah, be careful. Don't Tim Allen, don't blow the dishwasher outside of the back of the cabinet, you know?
Cut your leg off just because you're trying to make that cute little wine bar for your living room.
It's like, it's fantastic. People are doing projects and stuff. It's a beautiful thing, man. And it's a perfect time to do stuff like that. I'm kicking around trying to think of something else. I just got done with a little project, and like, I'm like, damn it, dude, I did it too fast.
Yeah.
But be careful. Just, you don't want to be going to the hospital right now.
Yeah, moron. Here's a funny one. A 101-year-old woman escaped from her nursing home in Germany to try and visit her daughter.
Yes. She sprinted out of there.
You'll never catch me.
She had like 5-yard strides in her fucking nightgown.
She kicked off her slippers and just took off across the quad.
101-year-old Usain Bolt. Just bolts out
of
there.
Just juking security guards.
Right. What up, Barry? We got Betty Sanders over here.
But did you say Betty Sanders?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious, dude. Betty Sanders breaking ankles. Holding her oxygen tank like a football.
She got that Heisman pose going, dude. Stiff arming nurses. Get out of here, doctor.
Takes out her teeth, puts in a mouth guard.
Yes.
Good luck, Sonny. You'll never catch me.
I was Allstate in 1907.
Bitch, I'll break your ankles.
Oh, that's funny, dude. That's hilarious. So good. All right. What up, Grandma? So she went and saw her daughter. That's a good
thing. Helen's at the 40, at the 30, at the 20. She could go all the way.
And she sees her daughter.
I don't think she got there, though. I think she got busted. So.
Oh, damn it.
Let's see. A guy in New York posted signs looking for a girlfriend during the coronavirus outbreak and beyond for, quote, germ-free monogamy. There you go. It rhymes. There you go. There's people that are finding love, I think, right now. I know dating sites are up right now. So
Wait. Say that story one more time again.
So a guy in New York posted signs looking for a girlfriend during the coronavirus outbreak and beyond. So after the outbreak, for, quote, germ-free monogamy.
Dude, that's definitely going to work.
It probably will, yeah.
People have open hearts right now. People have open arms.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're single right now, I mean, I obviously you can't. You got the phone, though.
Yep.
I'm telling you right now, get a relationship going.
Yeah. Her
because
nose.
I think everybody has a soft heart right now. For
her
sure.
Nose isn't the only thing she's going to be blowing. What?
Yeah.
Let's see. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said that masks can help protect people from, quote, speaking moistly. Then instantly regret it, quote, oh, what a terrible image, speaking moistly.
What is that? Say it, don't spray it?
Yeah, say it, don't spray it, pretty much. But, you know, you think you got that mask? Well, you know me, dude. You sit across from me, and
you need a mask, for the love of God.
I get very moist when I talk. I speak moistly all the time. But it makes sense. It makes sense, speaking moistly.
You know?
Let's see.
You did get a mask.
I did, yeah. My mom sent me a couple, which I'm happy about.
You know what? I'm going to say it, because I talked to you about it yesterday. It's the podcast. Hell with it. You know, I love that everybody's making masks. I love that everybody's giving. I love that they're making these masks for people that in need. You know, I appreciate that. I really do. Mm-hmm. But why do they all have to be fucking polka dots? Every mask I've seen looks like a picnic table to me. Like, give me a camouflage. I want like a Mortal Kombat mask. Make something cool looking that I can. I don't want polka dots on
that
my
is
face as I'm walking around.
The only bad part of the ones I got. So my mom ordered them for my niece a while ago. Like, mm-hmm. She saw some, you know, TikTok star, and she's like, "Oh, Grandma, can I get one?" And so she bought a bunch of them. But they got like all these designs, like the one that
here's one with Elmo.
Yeah. It's
it's got Teletubbies.
A kitty cat face on it. So, but whatever. I don't give a shit. Yeah, I'm going to wear it.
I know. And yeah. I feel bad saying that. Yeah. I really do.
No, but I get, you still want to look.
It's fantastic. The people are giving and being good, but come on.
You still want to look fashionable, you know. Like, so
give me like the Venom teeth.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be cool. Scaring everyone who's already scared.
Right.
Let's see. American Airlines, busiest flight from LaGuardia Airport, New York on Monday, only had 35 people on board.
Wow.
The busiest flight from JFK Airport had 25 people. Boy, airport would be the last place I'd want to be right now.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. That's craziness. If you have, like, those, I feel like those people have to fly. Like,
yeah, no, for sure. There are some people that have to fly. Like, it's understandable, but boy, it just, you think, I mean, airports are filthy enough as it is. Of course, could you imagine being in an airport right now? It's dead.
Nerve wracking enough being on a plane. I've only been on a plane a few times, but it's kind of nerve wracking. Could you imagine, like, if you had to fly to, so not only are you in a tin can flying through the air,
mm-hmm.
you know. You have to worry about a virus that could potentially kill you as well.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah,
you had to double up on that, you know.
Yeah, it's scary, man. It's scary, but unfortunately, some people got to fly. Some people got to fly. So, all right, there you go. I think the best part of that was picturing a 101-year-old woman sprinting across the quad,
dude, in her nightgown, just doing a 100-yard dash,
flowing like in the wind, just
9.5 seconds. What up, Betty Sanders over here? Just snapping ankles.
spin move.
She could kill a hell of a ball in 1902, dude.
Dude, speed and hands, you don't get that kind of combo everywhere.
No,
man,
you know. Yeah.
All right, that's gonna do it for us here. Thank you so much for listening to the Plan B After Show podcast. Don't forget to explore more on the website wirx.com, where you found this podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
There you go.
Yeah, check it out, folks. We got a lot of great stuff. And of course, thank you to our Plan B After Show sponsor, Gilson Cycle. They're amazing. Go see them. Blah, 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 blah. They are on 1492 Pipestone Road. Find them on Facebook or give them a call, 269-876-0882. And
rubber side down, man. Riding wheelies.
Riding wheelies, bro. And here's a word from our sponsor now. We'll see you guys next time.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.